880 AM, The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
All right, South Florida, are we on there, Juan? It looks like we are. Welcome to another edition of Freed on Business. We've got a terrific show for you this week. We've got Hugo Perez from DataCorp. We're going to be talking about, autism with Hugo and his guest today. We're going to also have family law with my good friend Randy will be on. And we're going to have the DataCorp Hour. We're going to have social media with Alex and Javi. We're going to have the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Health and Wellness. So make sure you stick with us, and we'll get started right away with some listener emails.
Now, where you been, baby? You've got mail.
All righty. Well, thank you so much for the intro, Barry White. First of all, I want to make sure that we give out congratulations to Dave Shula on his great article today in the Miami Herald. Dave was on the show talking about the Shula Burgers that they just opened up in Isla Mirada. Make sure you go out there and check it out, and congratulations again to them. Great article in today's paper. Now, the email, Sean from Miami Gardens. Hey, Jim, you're a big Marlins fan. What do you think about all the moves they made? Well, Sean, I think it's great for the business of sports in this town. I think that if people stick together on that and the Marlins are able to pull it off, that we've got some exciting sports entertainment in the baseball genre coming our way. Are they going to win it all? I don't care. Are they going to be fun to watch? I certainly hope so. And that's all that really matters. So let's hear it for the new Marlins and what they've got coming our way. What's next? Let's see. Joe from Aventura, you're the real estate expert. How's 2012 shaping up? Well, Joe, 2012 is actually shaping up pretty well. We're seeing a lot of activity across all fronts in real estate, and there is money to be had. I got a call just today from a group based in New York that's looking to do small business lending. So every phase of the game is starting to come back. If you need financing, give me a call, 305-854-5000, extension 222. Our next email is from George in Miami. I always hear you say Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Florida in the pursuit of health. What's that all about? Well, we're going to ask Penny a little bit later in the show about what that means. Make sure to stick around. We want to hear it straight from Penny. Bill from Miami writes, my brother just left town for good to get a good job in Austin, Texas. This seems to be happening a lot. Well, Bill, it is, and it's not something that's new to Miami. I've had people that have worked for me that have moved out of the market because they couldn't find their next job here in South Florida. We need to expand the ability for our young people in this town to stay here and practice their trades. We need to educate them, and then we need to provide good careers for them. So hang in there, Bill. I'm sure you won't have to leave town. Now, Seth from Brickell writes, I'm all for the gambling developments as long as they give money to help our schools. Seth, I'm with you. If they're going to spend money down here and they're going to tax our services and they're going to take advantage of what's going on down here, then they should put up some money. My goal is to get it for not only public safety, but for public education, because the number one way out of the recession and into recovery for every person is to increase the level of education. And the best way to do that for everybody is with public education. Let's see. Stan from Fort Lauderdale. I have a couple of shopping centers under contract. Can you help me with the equity? How about a bank loan? Sure I can, Stan. We're doing equity right now for a couple of shopping centers that we're buying with one of our partners. So, yes, there is equity available for shopping centers and debt available for shopping centers. Give me a call at 305-854-5000, extension 222, and I'll help you with that. Stephanie from Doral. I need health insurance, but I'm on a budget. Can you ask Penny if they have policies that are affordable for families? Sure, Stephanie. We'll make sure we do that for you. I've only got a minute. Let's see what we've got here. Don in Boca. Can the Republicans and the Democrats, for that matter, stop BSing us and show us they mean business? Yes, they can. And the way they do that is, like I said before, they got to throw some money at education, public education. That's what we want. And let's see. Chris from Miami, I'm in real estate. A lot of my friends have gotten promotions. They're making money again. I'm still slow. This hurts. Chris, it does hurt, but it's picking up. If it's not picking up for you, maybe you need to reevaluate your business plan or what you're doing. Maybe you just don't belong in real estate. That's it for the emails. We'll be right back with Hugo Perez, and we'll be talking about autism.
Hi, this is Jim Fried. Need commercial real estate financing? How about some equity to get your project capitalized? I can help. Call me at 305-854-5000, extension 222. Apartments, retail, hotel, office, and healthcare. We can help you get capitalized. Need to restructure your capital stack? Call me at 305-854-5000, extension 222.
I was in need of a healthcare coverage connoisseur. Someone to help me make sense of all the different plans and possibilities out there. How much coverage does my family really need? And what will it cost? I wasn't even sure where to start. I guess you could say I needed a straight-talking, pay-less-get-more, help-me-find-affordable healthcare coverage advisor. I found it at the Florida Blue Center across from the Fall Shopping Center. They had a salesperson on staff who walked me through all my different options and who really listened to what I needed. He showed me that healthcare coverage really can be affordable. Visit the Florida Blue Center today and find everything you need inside. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. Call 1-877-FL-BLUE-0 or visit floridablue.com to learn more. Now the Florida Blue Center is my all the answers I need in one place.
The Florida Blue Center is brought to you by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Florida, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
Florida Blue, in the pursuit of health.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Fried on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Fried.
All right, we're back, and we've got the Data Corp Charitable Profile with Hugo Perez. Hugo, welcome back to the show, bud. Who do you got for your guest today?
Hey, Jim, I've got a dear friend and a friend of the family, Barbara Suarez, is going to tell us her personal story with autism. So what I want to do is that one, introduce her. One, she grew up here in South Florida, Cuban parents, lives near my home in Pembroke Pines. She just celebrated 33 years of marriage. I'm trying to catch up at 27. She's married to a great gentleman named George Suarez, and she's employed for the last 27 years at Merch Line, and she's currently a customer solutions manager at their Miami office. So what I want to do is I want to introduce Barbara and tell her a personal story a little bit about her twins and how autism has come to her life and how she's dealing with it.
Excellent. Well, welcome to the show, and this sounds like an excellent topic that's right up the alley for our listening audience. Autism is a very big issue in today's world. Please, go right ahead.
So, Barbara, if you can, just tell us a little bit about, you know, how you came to be dealing with autism and how it's impacted your family.
Hugo, I have a 6-year-old twins, and my son Michael was diagnosed at the age of 2 with autism spectrum disorder.
Can you tell us a little more about, autism? Really, what is it? There's a lot of information out there, but I think the awareness is not as great as it should be.
Hugo, autism is the fastest-growing serious developmental disorder in the United States today. It affects about 1 in 110 children. And to break it down even further, 1 in 70 boys. And that's because boys are 4 times more likely to develop autism than girls. So just imagine that about every 15 to 20 minutes, a family is being given the news that their child is diagnosed with autism.
Is there a cure for autism?
There is no cure yet, and that's why research is crucial, and that's why we must pick up the pace, and we must progress further with research for autism.
And tell us a little bit more how parents that obviously had children who have been diagnosed with autism, what help is there for them to get more information and deal with it?
There's actually a lot of information out there right now as information for parents to self-educate themselves, to recognize the early signs of autism, to seek early intervention. So there's a lot of information out there, and autism speaks which is one of the organization that we fundraise for, has a lot of very good tools available off of their website. They have a 100-day kit for newly diagnosed families to help them through and navigate the systems on treatments and symptoms and causes. There's a school community kit, which also helps the parents navigate the school system, the public education, and advocate for our children's rights. So there's a lot of information out there.
So tell us a little bit about that organization.
Autism Speaks is the largest autism science and fundraiser and advocate of autism in the United States today. And that's how I became affiliated to them through a team that I belong to, a support group team that it's called Hope for Autism.
And isn't there a couple of events that are coming up with Autism Speaks?
We have upcoming, we have the 2012 Walk Now for Autism, which will be held on Sunday, March 4th.
And that's in Doral, correct?
That's correct.
And just to let you know, Data Corp is going to put together a team to support Barbara and her family and her cause so that we can bring greater awareness to this important topic. As my son is starting to be a pediatrician to focus with children who have special needs such as autism. In terms of, aside from fundraising, how else can the public help?
Aside from fundraising, and again, I belong to a group called Hope for Autism, which was here at the local level, and we support Autism Speaks. But aside from the fundraisers, we're looking for local businesses to also help us with services, anything that we can use, that our team can use in our gala. We have a yearly gala coming up now, February 17th, where out of every $45 ticket that we sell for this dinner gala, $20 will go towards a fundraiser. But we also have auctions and we have raffles, and we're looking to local businesses to help us either with it, if it's a voucher or a restaurant or a salon or a dental treatment, anything that we can use also to help with the fundraiser.
Now, Barbara, how do they reach you to donate or get involved?
To reach us, you can go to autismspeaks.org, and if you'll look for our team is called Hope for Autism, and you can find us on the web.
Can they look you up by name, Barbara?
Yes, they can. Barbara Suarez, again, at the walknowforautism.org.
Okay, great. Well, I do appreciate the time, and I'm telling you, we're taking this as our personal cause here at Data Corp and trying to bring that greater awareness, because it impacts all of us. And I think that if anyone out there wants to know more about autism, go watch that movie with Dr. Temple Grandin. It's the most amazing movie you'll see. And so thank you, Barbara.
Well, Hugo, if somebody wants to talk to you about Data Corp, how do they do that?
Well, they can reach me, hugo@data-corporationspelledout.com. Or my number is 954-671-5650.
Oh, this was terrific. I really do appreciate what you do for our community every month with your charitable profile. Very much thank you for bringing that to the show, Hugo. And very much want to thank Barbara for coming aboard, too. Barbara, good luck with all the things that you're working on.
Thank you for having me.
All right. We'll be right back after this message with Randy LaCal, Esquire. We're going to talk about how to do things civilly if your marriage is breaking up. Back after this. Hey, this is Jim Fried. Make sure you join me on Monday and Tuesday at IMN's Second Annual Bank and Financial Institution Special Asset Executive Conference on Real Estate Workouts. We'll be meeting at the Westin Diplomat Golf Resort. If you'd like more information, give them a call at 1-212-224-3428 or send them an email to hotline@imn.org. This is going to be a great conference. I'm already networking with a lot of people that are attending, so make sure you're one of the people that makes money at the conference.
This is Hugo Perez of Data Corp. In today's fast-paced business climate, a business executive like you needs help keeping up with technology innovations that can help drive profits. Data Corp is the IT partner that you're looking for. Data Corp has been recognized as the number one ranked small business in South Florida. Our 10 years of service excellence integrating server systems got us to the top. Let us help you get to number one in your field. Make Data Corp your IT trusted advisor. Call me, Hugo Perez, at 954-671-5650. Again, that is 954-671-5650, or visit our website, www.data-corporation.com. And remember, DataCorp is powered by partnerships and driven by service.
Ask Dr. Victor Franks how I lost 40 pounds in 4 months under his supervision. Ask Dr. Victor Franks how to lose weight and stay healthy without working out. Ask Dr. Victor Franks how to relax and stay that way for hours. Ask Dr. Victor Franks how to keep your energy up while you increase your workload or your workout load. Ask Dr. Franks by calling 305-975-8748 or go to his website, www.askdrfranks.com. You'll be glad you did.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right. We have got an excellent segment coming up. I've been working on getting this together for a while. I want to welcome Randy Laquelle. Randy is a former rock and roller that now specializes in family law. We're going to discuss how to end your marriage and keep your business intact. Family dissolution or business dissolution doesn't have to be adversarial. Randy, welcome to the show.
Hello. Thank you. By the way, my name's Francis R. Laquelle. People that know me call me Randy.
All right. Can I call you Randy?
You can call me Randy.
How about the folks that are listening?
They can call me Francis R. Laquelle until they get to know me.
Well, I guess we've got to give out your phone number right away, man.
305-854-2713. That's 305-854-2713.
Now, Randy, you have kind of a very interesting perspective on the breakup of a marriage. What exactly is your view on that? Because I think that sets the table for where we're going.
Well, the story with a marriage is it's really a partnership. And even in the case law in the state of Florida and every other state I've looked at, it regards it as a partnership. A partnership is a business entity. A business entity has assets and liabilities. A marriage has assets and liabilities. The name of the game is to get the whole thing over, figure out what it's worth, figure out how to pay, how to keep the entity alive, the business entity that paid the bills throughout the course of that marriage, and then let them go. Everyone always brings up kids. What about the kids? What about the kids? The kids are either an asset or a liability. There's no way around it. That's the way it is. Normally, one of the persons gets the kid and the other one pays for them.
Now, I'd hope that the people that you're talking about would consider their kids an asset no matter who pays for it.
Well, everyone says that it's politically correct to do so.
Okay.
But the bottom line is money. It's money. They're like, who's paying for this child? Because that child didn't ask to come into the world. That's for sure. The parents have the responsibility to that child. Someone has to take care of that child, and someone has to pay for that child. And it's a percentage. Child support is done by statute, but the care and the asset depends on how much they actually make. And how much do they make? That's the mystery of divorce.
Wow. That's a heck of a way to start, Randy. Now, you've been a trial attorney for 30 years. What is your stuff in the courtroom? How has that prepared you for the family law venue?
Well, what I did, I've done several divorces throughout the 25 years before I moved down here. I'm a newbie down here in South Florida. I've only been here about 5 years.
Welcome.
Thank you very much. It's a different place. I'd come through here before when I used to hang out down in Bolivia, Ecuador, and Colombia. But coming here, I've looked at trials, and I've looked at businesses, and I've looked at how they value. And that's what I've done, is I've represented corporations, insurance companies, privately held companies, mostly mom-and-pop stuff that begins and becomes bigger as they get older. So there's a value there. And I've had the dissolution of a partnership. A partner's gone. A partner's died. Someone like that. That's the same thing as a marriage. It's a partner is leaving. A partner is leaving the organization.
Now, Randy, and I've not really met a lot of family law practitioners, and the friends that I have that have met those people and had them do their marriage dissolution have all come away with the same basic theme, that the lawyers fight in the divorce until the money is gone, and then everybody's poorer. What's your approach on that topic?
I think that's exactly right, and that's what I bring in. I'm a business guy. I did my family business. I was in the rock and roll thing. At 15 years old, I was in rock and roll, and we had to buy our own Super Beetle amplifiers and our 1947 Cadillac hearse. We had to pay. So as a young kid, so I was a paper boy. I used to sell Kool-Aid to the guys coming out of the steel mills outside of Pittsburgh, which is where I'm from originally.
Well, we won't hold you. It's Dolphin country here, but we let the Jets fans around here. Steelers are okay, too.
Steelers are better than the Jets, yeah.
Yeah, they are. I love the Steelers, actually. Love their whole persona. But continue.
So,
I'm sorry.
Because of my background in business, I was a business. I am a businessman, and then I represented businesses. So when I came to South Florida, I looked for what can you do? I'm a new guy in town, and I looked at marriages. In every marriage, there's two partners. One of them's leaving. Normally, one of them does not have an attorney, and it's normally the wife, frequently the wife, not always, though, on modern times. So I went into that. I bring the business approach to a divorce, and my game is figure out what it's worth and get out of there because I want the next case. I don't want to run up the fees on this case. And running up fees is a major problem in divorces for sure. And it's not the clients. It's the attorneys.
Wow. You're 100% right on that. Now, what perspective do you want people to know about how you would treat the interpersonal relationship that's going on? Because I've got to believe that there's an incredible teardown that goes on in a divorce. And if somebody, I know that's not what you're all about. How would you approach that?
Well, the interpersonal relationship is not my business. That's the business of the psychologist or the rabbi or the preacher or the priest. That's the spiritual person. And I'm from the 60s. I lived in communes. I know the spiritual side of things. And what that person comes to see me about isn't about the spiritual side. They come to see me about the money.
Now, Randy, we talked a little bit about your background as a rock and roller. Tell me a little bit about that.
It was a long time ago. I was a youngster. Everyone else in the band was in their 20s. And we played. We started out playing in the bars and the garages and that kind of thing. But then we had a record out, Cameo Parkway, the same time right after Chubby Checker and Bobby Rydell and Question Mark and the Mysterians. We opened up for Junior Walker and the All-Stars. And we opened up for the Parliaments, who's still playing now.
Very funky.
Yeah.
Now, what did you take away from being the youngest person on the road in rock and roll, and how do you apply that to your litigation today?
That's a really interesting question.
Well, I had to come up with something.
Because I've always said rock and roll ruined my life. And what happened was it was in the 60s. It was in 63 is when I started playing rock and roll as a 12-year-old, 11-year-old kid. And I went out of Pittsburgh, I went out of the West Virginia area, I went to Columbus, Ohio, then I was in Clearwater, Florida, I was in New York City.
Whoa.
You know, it's like Stevie Wonder, you know, it's like, oh my God, what's happening? And it opened my eyes, I saw the way the world works. And my father was a professional musician before me, he was a jazz pianist back in the 30s.
Cool.
So he promoted me doing that. So it was cool, it was good, and it was fun, and it was eye-opening, because I saw the way the world works. It isn't straight, it isn't just like the statutes say, it isn't just like the case law says. It's human beings that need to get along with each other, and just because they can't anymore, they still have kids, or they have money, and like I've told you when we met before, is that the frightening thing about a divorce is, how am I going to live after I quit being with this person I've been with for the last 6, 8, 10, 12, 15, 25 years? Money.
Well, Randy, we're coming to the end of our first of hopefully many segments. And if people want to get a hold of you, how do they go about doing that?
Well, they can get me on the – I'm under construction right now with my website, which is – I apologize for that. But FRL, my initials, FRLESQ@AOL.com. Or my phone number, 305-854-2713.
Now, Randy, one last thing. I want to make sure that we leave people with the takeaway. What would you say sets you apart from the other litigators in the family law arena?
I'm in. It's a business deal. A divorce is a business deal. And even though a lot of other divorce attorneys give you that lip service, the truth of the matter is they don't look at it like that.
Francis R. Randy Laquelle, Esquire, I can't thank you enough for bringing your unique perspective on family law to our show, and I look forward to having it on again in the near future. Again, thank you so much, Randy, for being on the show. We'll be right back after this short message with more Freed on Business. Stick with us. Hey, are you interested in shaping the future of real estate, helping to develop the next great leaders in our industry, having a positive impact on students? Then get involved like I am with the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies at the University of Florida by joining the Bergstrom Council. For just a $150 donation, you can shape the future of real estate by supporting real estate students and industry-related programs. You'll grow our community, you'll grow the network, you'll attend exclusive events with the board members on the UF Advisory Board. When the UF real estate students succeed, our industry succeeds. So join the Bergstrom Council today at realestate.ufl.edu, the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies. Go lead real estate.
At Estrella Marketing Solutions, their dedicated and highly skilled professionals are committed to the success of each and every valued client. With decades of combined experience in marketing, internet technologies, database management, as well as art and design, the Estrella team is more than equal to the task at hand, helping companies make the most effective use of their marketing budget while providing the expertise and support required to consistently achieve superior results. Estrella backs their people up with cutting-edge technology, superior customer support systems, and all the tools they need to ensure the best possible result with every campaign Estrella develops, manages, and tracks. They are helping Jim Fried build his business. Let them help you build yours. So join companies like Kraft, Motorola, TiVo, Best Western, Dish Network, National Geographic, AT&T, and Microsoft, and become a member of the Estrella team. Call Adam at 561-274-4443 or look Estrella up on their website at www.estrellams.com.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, and we're back with another edition of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Health and Wellness segment. This, as always, is the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Health and Wellness segment, brought to you by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Florida in the pursuit of health. And as always, I have Penny Schaefer, the market president for Blue Cross and Blue Shield, with me. Welcome back to the show, Penny.
Thanks, Jim.
All right. Now, first of all, somebody emailed me last week a very interesting question that I wasn't able to answer, and I wanted to run it by you. What's the difference between Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Florida, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of North Carolina, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of California? There's a bunch of Blue Cross and Blue Shields out there.
Sure. Well, the structure is basically Blue Cross Blue Shield Association owns the brand and does a certain amount of advocacy and product conformance. The rest of us are all independent licensees. Some of us are single state. Some of us are multi-state.
Hmm.
Some of us are not-for-profit, as is the case of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Florida.
Right.
Some are publicly traded companies, such as WellPoint.
Okay.
We all have exclusive service areas, and so when you talk about Blue Cross Blue Shield of Florida, we're the only Blue Cross Blue Shield because this is our exclusive service area. We play well together because if you have a Blue Cross Blue Shield of Florida card, it is good in all 50 states. Everybody plays well together from that perspective.
Thank goodness.
And in over 200 countries around the world.
Wow, that's good to know because my wife has Blue Cross and Blue Shield of North Carolina. I have it of Florida, and it's good to know that we still have pretty much the same coverage.
If you look at your little Blue Cross and Blue Shield card, there's a little suitcase on the card. That's to indicate that you can travel.
Oh, my gosh, that's so cute. Now, it's unfortunate we're on radio. I'm sort of blushing at that one. Well, let me ask another question. We were talking on one of the other shows about health care reform and the big Supreme Court decision that's out there about the individual mandate and whether or not government can force somebody to do something. Regardless of what comes out with the Supreme Court, how is Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Florida preparing for the future? And could you explain a little bit more about that? Because it seems sort of unclear.
No, happy to. Well, Blue Cross Blue Shield of Florida will be compliant with the law. That's an overarching theme. And so we are currently compliant with all of the regulations that have come out under the Patient Protection Act. We're still waiting on additional regulations because provisions of that act really take place between now and all the way up to 2018.
Wow.
So there's regulations that are being promulgated every day. But we do have a challenge to the law. That does not exclude us from being compliant. And so everything that we know about, we continue to build for compliance. Things that are under question from the Supreme Court, we're looking at the no-regret moves that we can continue to take until we get a decision from the Supreme Court.
Well, that's great. I mean, you know, I just hope the Supremes get there. I guess it'll come out sometime this summer. They usually do that around the summertime.
Yeah, they've committed to hear it, and we think probably by June.
Yeah, they usually do it right before recess. Okay, we've got some of the emails that come in during the week from the general listening public. We've got, we've got Paul from Miami. Paul from Miami writes, not everybody who listens to the show gets insurance from their work. I have to buy it on my own. So tell me about the products you have for individuals and families, and are they truly affordable? Well, first of all, I had for many years an individual policy with Blue Cross and Blue Shield, just joined a new firm and got on the firm policy. So I guess you do have those individual policies. Can you help Paul out a little bit?
Absolutely. Paul, there are a lot of things out there that are available to you, both as an individual as well as a family. And we invite you to meet with a representative, whether you want to do that on the phone, whether you want to do that via interacting on the web, or whether you want to visit one of our Florida Blue centers. Because really, to answer the question on what's right for you and your family is dependent on the things that you want to take responsibility for from a lifestyle perspective, from a deductible perspective.
Mm-hmm.
Some people simply want to provide catastrophic care, meaning, you know, I can pay my day-to-day doctor's bills and those kinds of things, but if there was a, you know, really serious matter, I'd want to make sure that I'm covered under a serious matter. Other people believe that it is better to have those basic things covered, every doctor's visit, the frequency of visiting. And so a lot of it depends on the health conditions in your family, how frequent a user you are. But what I can tell you is, no matter what your situation, we have something out there for you and your family.
Well, that's just good to know. And we've talked about this on other shows, about things people can do inside their company to help manage their health care costs and their cost for health care. Is there something similar that people can do on an individual basis?
Well, if you remember just one phrase when you're interacting with the health system, and that is know before you go. So some basic things. Know before you visit a doctor whether that doctor is in your network or not, because the price you pay will vary if they're in the network or not. If you are going to be asked to go get any kind of diagnostics, know before you go to a diagnostic center if it is in the network and what the average cost for the procedure is, because there's, believe it or not, you can shop for those kinds of things. Most lab work is covered under your benefits with zero copays, zero out of your pocket.
Right.
But you have to know which lab to use in order. So the key words are know before you go.
Wow, that sounds, you know, so easy to do, but it's just sometimes so hard to remember because you're there and you're not feeling well, or you're all uptight or focused on, oh my gosh, I got to make this phone call.
We're not accustomed to it either. I mean, if you think about it, for generations, it was the doctors and the doctor's orders, and you never questioned your doctor. Well, I'm not saying you question diagnosis. What you do know and have to know how best to use your benefits. And there's no doctor out there that can know every health insurance company and every plan and every benefit design. And so the key is doctors should tell you what to do and then get advice on what's available for how you do it.
Yeah, a lot of times they don't know what to do. They just do the same thing every time. And I don't think that doctors are necessarily, like you said, knowledgeable about all the other aspects. I call them specialists in the quarter inch that they're a specialist in.
I would say they know about what they want you to do to protect your health.
Right.
But where you go to get all those things done, that's an interesting maze. And it's best to talk about the company who's helping you finance that rather than those who are directing.
Well, you know, I see your commercials on TV, and they use the tagline, "In the Pursuit of Health," and then we use that as the tagline in the open and close of our show all the time. What's all that about?
Well, your pursuit of health is as individual as you are, you know, but the important thing is to understand in the context of how you define the pursuit of health is to find the avenues that make it the most efficient for you. So it may be about lifestyle changes that you're interested in making. It may be about dietary changes. It may be about working with a company that shares your values in the community from a community service perspective. It's as individual as you are. What Blue Cross and Blue Shield is trying to do is make sure that we're listening to the voice of the community. We're providing affordable care. We're providing customer service. And we're providing support for the community where our members live and work.
Now, Penny, as always, you know, we're wrapping up. How do people get a hold of the right person at Blue Cross and Blue Shield to help them out?
Sure. Well, it's whatever means is best for you. So you can call, click, or visit. Call 800-876-2227. Click www.bcbsfl.com or visit in person at any of our Florida Blue Centers.
I think I'm going to visit. Penny, as always, Penny Schaefer, Market President for Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Florida. This has been the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Health and Wellness segment brought to you by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Florida in the pursuit of health. As always, Penny Schaefer, thank you so much. You're the best. Back after this short break.
I was in need of a healthcare coverage problem-solving pioneer. Someone I could speak to in person who could answer my questions without putting me on hold and explain my healthcare coverage claims and benefits to me in a way that made sense. I guess you could say I needed a face-to-face, solution-finding, get-it-done-now customer service helper. I found it at the Florida Blue Center across from the Falls Shopping Center. They had a customer service person right there. She helped me understand all of my healthcare coverage benefits and was able to give me face-to-face answers to all my claims questions. Visit the Florida Blue Center today and find everything you need inside. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. Call 1-877-FL-BLUE-0 or visit floridablue.com to learn more. Now the Florida Blue Center is my always there to help place.
The Florida Blue Center is brought to you by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Florida, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
Florida Blue, in the pursuit of health.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right. Welcome back to the show. And now we've got Lolly Green MSW holding with our Positive Energy Minute. Hey, Lolly, are you out there?
Yes, I for sure am. Here I am.
All right. Well, welcome back from your cruise. I'm glad that your boat didn't turn over like the Costa Cruise Line did.
Oh, yes. That was pretty awful.
Well, what do you got for us for some positive energy now that your batteries are recharged?
Oh, okay. This is about recharging your personal batteries, which I just did, and I think it's important for everyone to do. Often we get so busy with everyday things, we forget about taking time for ourselves. We think other people, like our boss or our spouse, is going to make sure we take time off, but that isn't always the case. So it's our own responsibility that we create a balance in our own lives. And if we think we need 4 breaks a year, then at the start of every year, we have to get a calendar, sit down, mark off the dates we plan to take for our own personal break. And we know the best times when our business is usually quiet anyway, excuse me, or our family always gets together, such as holidays. Those are obvious times. Christmas, Thanksgiving, Easter, and, of course, a summer break to get out of the heat for a while is always a good time to take a break. If we need any approval at work, it's a good idea to let other people know we're going to be away so they can cover for us during that time. And why is this planning so important? Well, the need for relaxation can be likened to the need for food or sleep. It gives us the chance to review our progress, think about things in a fresh way, and just to feel good. You could even expand the idea to a daily plan and take time, 15 minutes or half an hour, to meditate, relax, just think about nothing much. And the rest of the day will become more productive, more positive, simply more enjoyable. In this fast-moving, tech-driven work environment, we need to have quiet time, too. We can schedule a break at the same time every day in a place where we feel we can relax, where nothing can interfere. Promise yourself this week you'll start a plan for every day and for quarterly breaks during the year. To ignore yourself is a mistake. Please make sure you maintain your positive energy by taking breaks. You deserve it.
Oh, man, I don't know if I deserve you, Lolly. You're the best. I've been following your advice for so many years, and it's just absolutely terrific, and you're so right. As if we're working so hard and we're taking pride in the fact that we don't take vacations, we're shortchanging ourselves. We're not all about work. We're about life. And, Lolly, thank you so much for the positive feedback.
Always a pleasure, Jim.
You're the best. I'll talk to you soon. Lolly Green, MSW, thanks for coming back to the show with our Positive Energy Minute and talking about positive energy. Victor Franks is up. Hey, Victor, how's it going?
Well, Jim, after last week's manic episode, as per your request, we're talking about sugar, and sugar is a drug.
Yeah, just if you didn't hear last week, I kind of got sped up a little, and it was because I guess I overdosed on sugar, and I guess that is a big problem.
It's a big problem. I mean, you chugged two Gatorades right in front of us, and we heard and saw the result.
Yeah, thank goodness I didn't do two today. I just did one.
Oh, good. You're a little more even-keeled today. Yeah. I can tell.
I added water after that.
Okay, well, the sugar, and that includes any kind of refined sugar, refined carbos, which is, you know, any kind of breads, unless it's a really heavy whole grain bread, high fructose corn syrup, cereals, any kind of sweets, white rice for all the Latins out there. I mean, white rice becomes, you know, this impossible thing to give up, and it's just like eating white bread or sugar. It really breaks down too fast.
It turns right into sugar, right?
Right.
Ugh.
And that's what happens. These refined sugars and carbs, they break down into your bloodstream so fast that you get this initial rush, so you feel, ooh, I got more energy, but then you crash, and then you need more, and that's why it is a drug. It's the classic roller coaster ride where you get up, you get this initial rush, followed by a crash, so you need more.
Oh, so that's why when I'm watching sports and I have snacks, 15 minutes later I want another snack.
Yeah, or you pass out because you
I don't pass out till the fourth quarter, right before they go into overtime. That's when I pass out.
But what happens is the overall result is fatigue and exhaustion. Even though you think it's giving you energy, it actually wears you out. And just this week, as a matter of fact, in the news, Paula Deen, who is one of the Food Channel gurus, and she, Paula Deen? Yeah, she promotes, and I used to live in Hilton Head, so she's from Savannah, so it's right in the neighborhood, and it's that low country cuisine, which all the seafood is fine, but she's into pecan pie, I should say, and all these goodies and sweets, and then lo and behold, this week she admitted she has diabetes. It's like, hey.
What a surprise.
Yeah, exactly. And one of her favorites is the bacon, egg, and donut sandwich.
Huh?
Yeah, exactly. Instead of bread, she's donuts.
Oh, Juan likes that. Do you like it with jelly on there too, Juan? Extra cholesterol. He likes it with the extra slice of cholesterol.
Well, the bacon and egg's not so bad, but forget the donuts. So, I mean, she promotes one of the most unhealthiest diets ever, and now she's a spokesperson for a new diabetes drug. So like Anthony Bourdain tweeted, he said, I'm going to get in the leg-breaking business so I can sell more crutches. A little snarky. So, you know, that's what she's been promoting. So it's not just her. I mean, you look around America, I mean, it's a real problem. And it's everywhere. It's so easy to grab something sweet. And it is addicted, too, like any drug, too.
Oh, yeah. I find myself at about 10:15 starting to crash, and I want to see the end of the show. I have a couple Starbursts.
That's right. Candy is your Achilles heel. So, people wonder what actually happens inside the body. And what happens is the sugar stimulates the production of insulin from your pancreas, and that because it wants to get the blood out of the sugar into your tissues, and then the adrenal glands kick in too, because that roller coaster ride on the way down, your adrenals keep you from crashing too badly, so it wears out your adrenal glands. They become fatigued, and that's part of the overall fatigue that happens. Your adrenal glands get worn out, your pancreas gets worn out, and a lot of people these days it's not just diabetes, they're even getting pancreatic cancer, which is, you know, it's pretty much a death sentence. And diabetes has become an epidemic, especially in the Native American population, just not the Native Americans. There's 25 million Americans who don't even know they have it, and 79 million Americans are pre-diabetic. So if that's not enough, the next time we talk, I'm going to explain why it makes you fat.
Well, thank you so much for helping me lose the weight, Victor. You helped me lose 40 pounds last year. Now, if people want to lose 40 pounds, eat more healthfully, or get trained by you, how do they find you?
They can find me at 786-404-1661.
How about your website?
My website, AskDrFranks.com.
All right, we're going to ask Dr. Franks some more next week. We're going to talk about, what is it, Dr. Franks?
We're going to talk about why sugar makes you fat next week.
All right, well, make sure you're sitting around waiting for us, and we'll be back at you with Dr. Franks on next week's show. We'll be right back after this short break with Javi and Alex talking social media, the associates in business.
Wow, I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. So good, so good. I got you.
Hi,
Hi, this is Jim Fried. Need commercial real estate financing? How about some equity to get your project capitalized? I can help. Call me at 305-854-5000, extension 222. Apartments, retail, hotel office, and healthcare. We can help you get capitalized. Need to restructure your capital stack? Call me at 305-854-5000, extension 222.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Fried.
All right, this is Jim Fried, and I want to remind you that Victor Franks and Lolly and of course, Penny Schaefer were all brought to you by Blue Cross and Blue Shield. That was the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Health and Wellness segment brought to you by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Florida in the pursuit of health. And now we've got the associates in business on with us. We've got Alex Thomas. Welcome back, Alex. You weren't here last time.
Absolutely. Good to be here.
And we've got Javier Morales. Javi, welcome back, bud.
Good to be back, Jim.
All right, Javi, I'm going to hand it off to you because I can't keep up.
I got to tell you, man, we got some exciting stuff for you. As we talked a little bit before the show, we have some things coming up. And rather than me just jumping right into it, just want to talk to you really quick about some of the things that are going to be upcoming for the social media side.
Yeah, you do everything really
the website.
Quick, Javi.
No, not everything. Maria, if you're listening, don't call. So, Alex, I mean, if you want to just kind of talk to him real quick about some of the changes that we're going to have on the website.
Well, you bet. I mean, I think one of the things that you've been putting a big push on is your Twitter experience and what's going out there on Twitter. So something that was mentioned earlier, we're going to go ahead and add your Twitter feed to the website. To the right hand, we had Facebook up for a while. We switched it with the poll, but we'll put Twitter up and see if we can increase some engagement there for you.
Yeah, I'm really excited about that, learning how to engage in social cyberspace. It's really terrific, and I got to say, I really appreciate the website you guys built for me. The ability to use it's terrific. The utility is terrific. I've learned how to use it, and it's a lot of fun, and I'm really getting into it. It's a great addition to the show, and I encourage everybody to call the associates in business. They'll create a business machine on the web for you, too. Now, Javi, what else we got going on here?
Yeah, exactly. Wait, there's more.
Okay.
You know, one of the things that we want to do is also keep everybody fresh and keep things new. So one of the things we're going to be working on is refreshing the Facebook pages.
Okay, great.
So you know, we're going to be adding some little features, some little toys that we found around of what's happening and some new stuff out there. So stay tuned for that as well.
Oh, yeah. And I know that Alex and I are going to be working on creating a whole bunch of new content as well. I'm really excited about that. We'll be putting together what we're starting to call the Small Business Toolkit, and we'll be doing some mainstream business. We've got some new financial people working with us, and we're going to put together some financial information on there. So it's really exciting. And then we've got we're starting to put videos up, too, on YouTube. So there's a lot of good things coming on.
But I think one of the important things and something that I really, really want to touch on today is about content.
Touch.
I know that we beat you up all the time about content. But, you know, just recently, we, for the first time, have kind of didn't turn away business, but couldn't work with a company just because they were not able to provide us with the content that we needed. At the end of the day, you know, handing over your social media to another company, you still need to be a part of it. And I think that's what a lot of companies are forgetting is, you know, they turn it over to another company and then that company owns it. At the end, it's your brand, it's your vision, it's your concept. You work hand in hand with those companies. And unfortunately, by giving it to somebody else, you're giving your power of marketing over to a company that may not know the product as well as you do. And we can do a lot of things, but one thing we can't do is do your business as well as you do.
Well, no, and that's why I consider you and Alex and Johnny, who does the Twitter for us, to be part of the team. And I'm actually, the way I look at it, part of your team.
That's correct.
You bet.
You know, because I've already seen it. Alex gets an article. I spin up the article. We put it out there. I'm on the front, on the first page of the Google search. But then if I don't do it again, I drop off. And so what we need to do is continue to hit it and hit it and hit it. And I've got to say this. It's a leading indicator of the economy. I almost don't have time anymore. I mean, I started doing this when things were slow. I had extra time. Now I do it in the middle of the night because I got to prepare. I don't have time anymore. But I'm making a commitment that I'm going to start generating more content. People will hear us on the radio. They'll be able to see us on Twitter. They'll be able to interact with us on Twitter and Facebook and view our stuff on YouTube. And they'll also be able to get some more quality content that we're going to be preparing. It'll become a useful tool for everybody, so they should stick with it.
That's true. I mean, you know, the bottom line is a lot more companies are shifting dollars from traditional marketing and traditional advertising to social media. They're doing it for a reason, and that's because it's working. So, you know, if you're not changing with the times and you're still doing the traditional ways of marketing, you're missing out on a really, really big opportunity. And that's what we're here for, to show them what the opportunity is all about.
Well, I'm beneficiary of all that because I just recently got contacted this afternoon off of some of the social media I did by a group in New York. I just keep in touch with people. It's great.
Well, I mean, and taking it back to the content piece, I think at the end of the day, when folks are online, they're searching for information. They're searching to kind of better themselves, looking for things to read and keep up to date. And that's where keeping that content fresh comes in, you know, key. In other words, you have to have something new and fresh for your visitors to see, to visit, and to really experience. And then once they have that experience, they're going to share that with their friends and family.
You know, Alex, you're really emphatic about that. People can't see it, but he's actually pounding his fist into his hand, telling me, Jim, you dirtbag, you've got to do this. You've got to do this.
I didn't say that.
I know, but I'm thinking it. It didn't say dirtbag, but I felt dirtbag. And so I am a dirtbag, but I'm gonna start creating content. People start, this is a scary thought. People will start getting inside my head a little more.
Okay.
And I guess that's really about creating the dialogue, creating the interface, creating the community, which is what you guys and Johnny are all about.
Yeah, and you know, another thing to keep in mind that's very, very important is that social media is a conversation. You know, you get caught up sometimes as a business only promoting your business. And sometimes it's just good to reach out to people and have a conversation by saying, hey, who do you think is going to win the Super Bowl? And you'll find that people will respond to that. By them responding, other people get to see it. And that's how the viral distribution comes off. Just like if you're having a conversation with somebody and all they talk about is their business, eventually you're just going to get bored and turn them off.
Yeah.
Same thing with social media.
Yeah. I mean, we were talking outside about, you know, who do I like in the Republican primary? And we'll talk about that in the next segment as I go for my rant. But the answer is I didn't really get energized and engaged until I had a conversation.
Exactly.
Now, what if people want to get a hold of you? How do they do that, guys?
Well, they can reach by phone, 954-828-0614, or via our new website, which we just launched. So we invite you to come out and take a look. It's www.associatesinbusiness.com.
Okay, and how about phone? You got a phone, or did you give the phone? And I was just distracted.
We give it. Ask. Why don't you give it again?
Okay.
If you're in Miami, of course, you can reach us at 786-294-4737.
Okay, well, I guess that sugar was being a drug on me again. Guys, thanks for being on the show. We'll see you again in a couple of weeks, and I'm really excited about all the new things we're doing together.
You got to jump.
Now, are we going to a break? We're going to a break. We'll be right back. Stick with us, because I'm about to lift off.
Hugo Perez of DataCorp. In today's fast-paced business climate, a business executive like you needs help keeping up with technology innovations that can help drive profits. DataCorp is the IT partner that you're looking for. DataCorp has been recognized as the number one ranked small business in South Florida. Our 10 years of service excellence integrating server systems got us to the top. Let us help you get to number one in your field. Make DataCorp your IT trusted advisor. Call me, Hugo Perez, at 954-671-5650. Again, that is 954-671-5650, or visit our website, www.data-corporation.com. And remember, DataCorp is powered by partnerships and driven by service.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
Hold on, I lost my... All right, we're back and we're time to rant. First of all, who do I think should be president? Well, if you were watching the State of the Union, the only person that excited me was the governor of Indiana. My God, the guy's an accountant. He ran the Office of Management and Budget. You know what? That's what the United States needs. If we're going to get back to being a powerful nation or stay a powerful nation, it's about getting your budget in line. So that guy actually had it right. He may not be the most exciting guy in the world, but I'm all for a balanced budget. Keeps America powerful. Also, while I'm at it, I'd like to welcome Coach Joe Philbin of the Miami Dolphins. Coach, I already like you because you're looking to discipline people but not disrespect them. A good philosophy for business and life. You can discipline somebody, but don't disrespect them. And Republicans, welcome to our state. Thank you for your attention. Make sure that you keep education as the primary tool of our recovery. And hey, Amazon, stop trying to hold us hostage over the fact that you do not want us to charge you sales tax. You're not going to bribe us with 3,000 jobs when we know how much money you're really making. And finally, hey, you smoking in the car in front of me, I can smell you behind you. And hey, if you're sitting next to me in a restaurant outside, I can smell your food. And I didn't create an environmental problem for you. No reason to do it for me. We have the health and wellness show here. So please, I'm trying to stay healthy. And Victor, yes, sugar is a drug. Now, I'd like to thank our sponsors, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Florida. Terrific. I can't thank you enough. DataCorp. Hugo, I know you're out there listening. Thank you for your support of the show, but more so, thank you for being a leader in our community, helping people provide themselves with new careers as well as high technology. The Associates in Business. I want to talk about the Associates in Business for a second. They have created an enormous website for me. They're driving business. We get an enormous number of hits. And I want to thank John Mahoney. John, Social Media 305 Mahoney, the new addition to our show. He's going to get on the air soon, and we're going to have a great time with him. He's helping me plan show 150, and make sure you're around for show 150. Johnny's got some really neat stuff coming. And he also adds the financial depth of our firm. Johnny was a trader on Wall Street. He's working with the Associates in Media, tying all the social media stuff for us together, and we are going to have an absolutely awesome Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube strategy. All four posts will be in our tent, and we are going to have an absolutely awesome business and entertainment relationship. It is going to fire you up. Hey, Peter Cassis, I know you're out there too. PDC Technologies, thank you for staying involved. Really can't thank you enough. Adam Taub on next week. We're going to have Adam Taub. We're going to talk about opt-in email marketing. He's terrific. Thank you to the NFL Alumni Association and Howard Fabian for all your support throughout the years. Of course, thank you to Dr. Victor Franks, who helped me lose 40 pounds. And I want to thank Randy for coming on and being the attorney of the day. Randy will be back teaching you the humane way to have your relationship in your household. Now, please go to our Facebook page and like our show, and please tell your friends. Join our community. Give us feedback and comments. Tell us who you want to hear from. I'm at Jim Fried on LinkedIn, on Twitter. I have Fried on Business at Facebook, and we've got LinkedIn. You can find me as Jim Fried on LinkedIn. If you missed today's show, it'll be on our webpage, www.friedonbusiness.com. Monday, we're also rebroadcast at 10. Fridays at 3, Tuesdays at 10. This is Jim Fried for Fried on Business. Look for us on 8:80 a.m. next Thursday. We will have Peter Cassis on. We'll have Adam Taub on and Victor Franks, Penny Schaefer, and me. So remember, the person that wants to do something finds a way, the other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen.
Well, out of South Alabama, come a country boy. He said, I'm looking for a man named Jim. I am a fool shooting boy. My name is Willie McCoy, but down at home they call me Slim. Yeah, I'm looking for the king of 42nd Street. Drive on or drive.